TMP, 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 what's the vibes, man? Big vibes, always big vibes, big V's, all the time. In this episode, we're going to discuss 10 places I'm going to travel in the next 10 years. I could consider myself well-traveled, you know, throughout the states, and been to a few countries, other spots, been to DR, Mexico, Puerto Rico, even though that's not another country, been to Aruba, been to Vegas like 25 times, you know, lived in Georgia, I've been to a lot of states, so I ain't hit every continent yet, and I do eventually want to get to Antarctica, if it's possible, but I will say I'm, you know, well-traveled. So, this episode, I'm going to be breaking down places I want to go and give a kind of a short description why I want to go to these places, all right? Now, I know it's been a minute. I actually been in Vegas, was in Vegas for about a week. So that's why I was unable to do the pod. I was just out there having a ball, gambling on March Madness. Shout out to St. Peter. Shout out to Richmond, my underdogs. I'm pretty sure I alluded to that in the sports betting pod that I did, the last one I did. Hopefully I alluded to that. And if I did, hopefully y'all picked that up. I'm going to listen back to that pod and see if I did. But hopefully I was able to cash and get some of that bread with me. But it was a real good trip. Been unable to pod how I wanted to just because I had a lot of things going on. But I say all that to say this, no worries in the next 30 days. Y'all going to have 6 pods. So that'd be my way of making up for it. This would be the first one. I got some bangers coming, but this would be the first one. Now, 10 places I plan on traveling in the next 10 years in no particular order. These just came to my head. Places I either always want to go or just read about, or they just came to my head. Like, damn, I just want to travel to this place, all right? First, Barbados. Now, I've heard a great thing about the people, about the culture. I know they got like a whole big casino there, like a real gambling casino there. When I go to travel, I'm all about culture. I would like the food to be good, but I'm all about culture, meeting the people, and gambling because that's what I like to do. That's really what I'm about. And if you could throw some weed in there, we all in there. Like weed, gambling, culture, that's a vacation. I don't need no beach. I don't need no sun. I need a very nice place to stay, but that'll go without saying. But that's all I need. So that's really what I'm going to be talking about in these places. You would think weed, Jamaica, but I'm good. Jamaica would be a cool place to go. But right now, if I had my choice, I would want to go to Barbados. I would definitely want to go to Barbados just because I've heard great things about it, the culture. You know, kind of give me a little bit of Jamaican vibes without being in Jamaica. Just a little bit, all right? Next spot, Thailand. Way the fuck over there in Asia. I've seen people on my timeline, social media, you know, IG, Facebook, Twitter. Seen people go over there and just have great experiences from what I've seen. I'm definitely with that. I've read bad things about the elephants and the tigers and all that, so I know it's kind of exploitive, but damn. I always loved tigers. I always wanted a pet tiger. I was really looking into that shit when I was like 20, like in my early 20s. And then I found out how much it really costs and all that. I was like, hell nah. But I was really looking into it. I was telling my dad and shit like, yo, I'm gonna smuggle me one back. I know how to get one back. So, good thing I didn't try that. Probably would have been a felon by now. Either way it goes, I want to go get me some nice pictures with some good tigers and all that in Thailand. I've heard great things about the people, so that's my main reason. I would want to see like the jungles and, you know, meet the people and the culture, but mostly kind of like animal tourism, zoo tourism, if that's a term, all right? Next one, Amsterdam. I had planned on going here in like 2015-16, didn't work out. Now that weed is legal everywhere, it seems like Amsterdam for me is kind of a less of a thrill because I don't do shit else but weed. But still want to hit the red light district, It's so funny. I don't want to sound like, and I probably said this on the spot before. I'm not a guy that buy pussy. Now, if you investing in like a woman, taking her on dates, you shouldn't be tricking crazy on dates and all like that. But if you taking a woman on dates to the movies, to me that's not paying for pussy. But I'm talking about like straight prostitutes. I'm not with that shit. Like Backpage, when that was a thing, I never like paying straight. I don't even like going to strip clubs. Because I'm like, the fuck am I giving dollars to dance, girl? If you don't, you should be wanting to fuck anyway. That used to be my mind state, before I had a girl and all that. So, it's a difference between a single mind state and my mind state when I'm in a relationship, obviously. So, when I was single, I'm like, oh, hell no, I ain't giving you no dollars. You trying to fuck me. So, I still want to go to the red light district just to experience it. I'm not too interested in the Amsterdam culture, nothing like that. I just want to experience the red light district, the coffee shops, how liberal it is to smoke over there, and just to be free and enjoy the nightlife and all that. I would definitely want to hit up Amsterdam in the next 10 years. I don't know how high that's going to be on the list, but that's going to be up there. Next, Costa Rica. Like I said, gambling in the rainforest. I've seen great Airbnbs or hotels or whatever you want to call them, places to stay in the jungle that just blew my mind. So I would love to stay in one of those. I am going to stay in one of those. And as far as just like the gambling, it's like the offshore gambling capital of the world, I believe. Like a bunch of gambling accounts before gambling was basically legalized here. A bunch of them, like Five Dimes and maybe sportsbook.ag, like all these sites that was kind of illegal, but you could still get on. But Bovada, all those, I think all those is based in Costa Rica. So it's a heavy sports betting or just gambling presence in that country. I'm pretty sure of that. So I would love to experience that. Next up, Colombia. Only for two reasons: to go down there and party, and just to kind of get a little bit of the Pablo Escobar narco historic experience. Not trying to meet no current narcos, not trying to be in the trenches or nothing like that. That was me probably about 5, 10 years ago, but now I'm good on all that. I ain't trying to get kidnapped or none of that. It's crazy because I was watching these documentaries on YouTube about the scopolamine, scopolamina. I think that's what they call it, scopolamina. I need to learn Spanish, 'cause that sounded dope. I like the way that rolled off my tongue. But anyway, pause. Anyway, yeah, that drug, they could just blow it in your face, or getting real palsy on the spot. But yeah, you could, they could blow it in your face. They could put it in your drink. They could put it on a car. They could put it on the steering wheel. They could put it on your utensils. And what it does is it basically turns you into a zombie. It turns you into a kid. So you take this drug, and the way it works is the women, they get dudes, they pop it in, they drink, they get them to take it one way or the other. And they normally come back to your house, your Airbnb, your hotel, whatever, and you become a zombie. So you willingly do whatever they say. So they tell you, yo, pack up all your shit, take me to the ATM, put in your code, take out this money, go to the computer, do da, 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 da. So what happens is you take the drug, and you under the influence, you do that shit, and then you pass the fuck out, and you wake up and you don't remember shit. All you remember is what happened right before you took it. That's it. And then the Colombian police down there, they're not gonna do shit. And a lot of times the whole economy is on it. And part of that shit is built around it. Because it's gangs working with girls, working with businesses, because they got to get the money out some way. So they're going to swipe your card in like and I don't want to do the whole fucking bottle of the shit, but yeah, they'll swipe your card in like the bar, they'll swipe your card, obviously ATMs, they're swiping drugstores, they're swiping the restaurants, and obviously any reputable restaurant not going to let you spend like 10,000 like that. Especially if you're a foreigner, they gonna be like, yo, okay, this is a little, nah, they letting you swipe, swipe, swipe. So be wary. But I will go down there for the nightlife. I'm just watching my drinks, watching my shit. I don't really drink like that anyway, so I'm cool. Go down there for the nightlife and for the culture for sure, all right? Next up, and we about to get into Africa a little bit more. But Egypt, wanna visit the pyramids, mostly for sightseeing, tourism reasons. Just the history of it, the pyramids, the history. I want to take good pictures. Obviously, meet the people, experience the people. But my main reason for going to Egypt is to like experience like biblical stuff or like historical stuff that been around for like 5,000, 1,000, 10,000 years, shit like that. That's why I would want to go to Egypt. Next, Turks and Caicos. It's kind of lower on the list just because it's I don't know much about Turks, but I'm assuming it's just all vacation. That's what you're doing down there. You're gonna be on like a beach type shit. That's what I'm assuming. So, but I do want to go there. The water looks beautiful. All the pictures I've seen, all the videos I've seen, all the research I've done. Expensive, but beautiful. Probably worth it. So, Turks and Caicos, definitely a vacation spot that I would want to go to simply to vacation. Probably like a couples thing, like lay on the beach type shit, because I don't know what else you could do there. Next up, the Philippines, and that's kind of like Thailand. You know, I've heard they treat that just the people themselves are just very friendly, very nice. You don't want to get back on the plane when you're there. The culture is nice, but also I think like they got the animal tourism there as well. So if I could take pictures with wild animals, like, you know, I don't want to sound crazy. I don't think they got panda bears, but like lions and tigers and I'm good on the monkeys and shit, but elephants, shit like that, yeah. I'm all for that. I'm all for getting a quick picture. I'm sorry that they're exploiting the animals, or you know, I feel bad about that. I do need my picture though on some human interest shit. Straight human interest. All right. Next up, another African country, Uganda. The culture. I've heard great things about the culture, the music. I've heard the people are beautiful. They like to dance. Not that I'm a great dancer, but I do like the when I'm in another country, I like to party. I try to be like them. Like I do want to learn salsa and like what's that shit? Merengue or it's another word for dance and shit. Spanish. But anyway, you know, I would do some lessons. I wouldn't mind learning and trying to immerse myself a little bit in these cultures just to be a well Renaissance man because I like to be that. So Uganda definitely for the culture. Party. I heard the parties are crazy in that country. And the food. I heard Uganda food is amazing. That's what I've heard from other Ugandans. So maybe that's not maybe that's not the best way or the best judge, but that's what I've heard. I've never had any Uganda food, but yeah. And last on the list, number 10, last but not least, Ethiopia. Mostly because when I was coming up, it's like Ethiopia. When you thought Ethiopia, you thought like African kids starving, ribs showing. You thought like, you know, big heads, flies on their head. Like the way they always portray Africa, with especially places like Ethiopia and what was another one? It was like a couple countries you just thought like, oh, starving kids. I can't think of another country off the top of my head. What was it called? Either way it goes. So I just would want to meet true Ethiopians, see the culture, see the country, see the good parts, see the bad parts, and just experience that for myself. Because that would be just like a thing to kind of erase whatever the hell biases I still have about the place from my childhood. That would probably be the only reason really to go there. I'm sure it's a beautiful place, beautiful people, great culture, and I would enjoy all of that. But it's not like I've heard of great things in Ethiopia, or I've heard of a great party scene in Ethiopia, or I heard about great food. I haven't heard it. I ain't heard shit about Ethiopia. Only thing I would want to go see is I'm pretty sure it's not as bad as I was led to believe as a kid growing up. So that's why I would definitely want to go there. All right. So that's my list. 10 places I want to go in the next 10 years. You could send me an email to toxickingtalk@gmail.com, toxickingtalk@gmail.com, and tell me 10 places that you plan on traveling in the next 10 years. Maybe you can help me update my list and all that, all right? You can also send all love mail, hate mail, show ideas, questions, concerns, words of affirmation, music, all that. You can send all that to toxickingtalk@gmail.com as always. Thanks for listening.